About a month ago, Republican Governor Phil Scott unveiled his plan to save money on teacher health care costs. Since then, it's become one of the most heated political disputes in recent memory in Montpelier. The fight over Scott's plan is already postponed adjournment by at least 2 weeks. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it is still unclear whether Scott and Democratic lawmakers will be able to resolve this ordeal.
Like most political fights in Montpelier, the debate over teacher health care is about money, $26 million to be exact. But it's about something else, too. And for Democratic lawmakers like Burlington Representative Joey Donovan, the debate over Scott's plan is about far more than just cost containment and public education.
You know, I just was, again, sort of so amazed at the dismissiveness of the governor to collective bargaining rights. You know, it's like it's nice if it can happen, but it's okay if it doesn't.
That was Donovan on Friday afternoon after listening to Scott deliver what has become a well-worn ultimatum to Democratic leadership in the House and Senate. Scott's original plan called for a statewide contract for teacher health insurance benefits. Scott says it would allow his administration to negotiate plans that save $26 million a year in education expenses. He says the state could achieve the savings while holding public school employees harmless. Now, Scott wants lawmakers to simply mandate a common health benefit for every school employee in Vermont.
Trying to have some uniformity throughout Vermont, a mechanism in place to recapture the maximum amount of savings.
Until now, teachers have negotiated those benefit packages as part of a collectively bargained compensation package with the districts that employ them. Phil Scott says it isn't that big of a deal to change that, and he says if lawmakers don't capitulate, either by mandating a uniform health plan or turning over contract negotiations to his administration, then he'll veto the state budget.
It's just one small portion. They still get to negotiate and collective bargain for everything else. It's just the piece about health care.
But for Democrats like Joey Donovan, it's a very big deal. And House and Senate leadership say they're unwilling to unspool decades of collective bargaining precedent in the waning days of the legislative session. On Friday afternoon, on the Senate floor, Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash acknowledged that Scott's plan has won widespread appeal in the general public.
Outside the building, people heard $26 million. How can these legislators not want to give us the $26 million?
But Ash says that the proposal has some potentially far-reaching impacts on the labor rights of Vermont teachers, not to mention the schools they work in. And he says Scott's plan came far too late in the session for lawmakers to scrutinize its consequences.
Inside the building, we're saying, what happened to the legislature? The legislative process, which makes sure that proposals get the full vetting that they deserve, that all the affected parties can come in and weigh in, poke and prod and either say they like it or don't like it, suggest changes.
On Friday, the Senate approved a plan that guarantees the $26 million a year in education savings that Scott wants, but it leaves it to local school districts to decide how to come up with the money. Ash says the compromise plan leaves in place the basic tenets of collective bargaining while ensuring property tax relief. Governor Scott, however, says the savings need to come exclusively from health care expenditures. And the Senate plan has some other high-profile detractors as well. Nicole Mace is the executive director of the Vermont School Boards Association. If the $26 million a year doesn't come from health care, then Mace says it will force school districts to eat into other areas of their education budgets. Mace says employee contracts for the coming year were inked in April, which means reducing staff won't be an option for districts.
So there's a real risk of cuts to things that go directly to kids, like supplies, technology, books, materials, and or deficit spending.
Which means that lawmakers' latest plan is drawing fire not only from the Republican governor, but from school district officials as well. Lawmakers will return to the State House on Tuesday or Wednesday to resume the search for a compromise. It's unclear still whether that compromise exists. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.